Are you ready?
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
It really doesn't matter what you think. It really doesn't matter what you say.
I kind of want to talk about it, but I kind of don't because I'll get in trouble.
I respectfully decline to answer on the grounds that I may be publicly reprimanded and fined.
It's the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network.
And we are off the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network, coming to you on Masters Weekend.
Great weekend. If Tiger's in contention, write me off on everything this weekend. I'll be in front of the TV.
He won't even answer text messages.
I'll be glued shot for shot on CBS.
What was the, wasn't it last year, a year before Tiger won the Masters?
2019.
Yeah, okay. 2019, Tiger won the Masters, and there was no Kip Branch anywhere to be found that weekend.
No, that's it. Watching Tiger.
Yeah. This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
The expert team at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery treats athletes of all ages and abilities. Let our board-certified orthopedic surgeons and specialists get you back in the game quickly and safely. Call Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery at 912-466-7340 or visit sghs.org. That's 912-466-7340.
We're going to talk about the Georgia Southern Eagles 2023 schedule in just a moment. But before we get into that, we're going to talk Frederica Academy Knights football. Their schedule was just released this past week. And, of course, Jason and Kip get it before most folks do. So we actually had it before it was released. But so their schedule, they're playing 12 games, 2 scrimmage games, so technically 10 regular season games, but 12 games throughout the regular, well, throughout their schedule. And they will get started on August the 4th in one of those scrimmage games against Bethesda. And then on August 11th, they'll be at home under the Oaks. I like to say in the Bloody Marsh, but most of the Frederica folks prefer under the Oaks.
So we'll under the Oaks.
We'll do under the Oaks.
I watched Jordan Triplett working out on social media the other day. That kid.
He's a beast.
He's pretty strong.
Yeah, he is.
He's going to wreak havoc this year. Not that he already hasn't for Frederica in his entire career. Could he get 3,000 yards this year running the football? Would that be insane?
Yeah. He is a bona fide Division I player at the next level.
He's a beast.
And, you know, of course, Frederica has already sent 2 kids to Division I schools and had another one that was recruited by Georgia Southern years ago that chose not to go and play at Georgia Southern, instead went to another school just as a regular student. On August the 11th, they'll play Brantley County under the Oaks, and then things get serious as they kick off for real. August the 18th, they will play Brookwood under the Oaks.
Brookwood took it to them last year in Thomasville. This will be kind of a revenge game. I look for Frederica to get that W.
They'll then back that up with another home game under the Oaks against Tift Area Academy, W.
Yeah, they're going to beat Tift Area.
They'll head to the road, head over to Wintersville to play the Valwood Valiants, W, on the road.
Yes, I got them beating Valwood as well.
I'm just going to go ahead. Brandon Derrick obviously does not believe in taking weeks off because it's a back-to-back years that he has scheduled a brutal schedule for his Frederica Academy Knights.
Yeah, the schedule maker at Frederica Academy, he happens to be the head coach, so wow, this is a tough schedule.
Yeah, they'll get the week off after that, and then on 9/15, circle the game, They will be at home under the Oaks against John Millage Academy. John Millage has won something like 3 or 4 or 5 straight state championships.
Haven't lost a game since they lost to Frederica 3 or 4 or 5 years ago in the state title game.
I think that was 2018 in the state title game is the last time John Millage lost a football game. Mm. That's nuts.
It is nuts.
And guess what?
And they're not going to lose this one.
That streak ends on September the 15th. The Frederica Knights hosting John Millage will take them down and hand them their first loss since 2018 and the first loss that they've been given by anybody since Frederica gave them that loss in 2018.
I'd love to see it, but
I
still think there's too big a talent gap there.
I spoke to Brandon Derrick on that the other day. He said he's got a deep roster. He's excited about this team. I think they beat John Millage.
I don't think they beat John Millage. Till somebody beats John Millage, you don't pick John Millage to lose football games. I'm not picking them to lose.
You don't pick them to lose football games unless you're Jason Bishop, and I'm doing it.
Well, we all know about your predicting skills anyway.
Then on September the 22nd, they'll go on the road to play Clinch County. I don't like Frederica to prevail there on the road. Tough place to win a football game. I'll give them a loss there.
Yeah, Clinch is going to be probably – Clinch is thinking that they got a shot to contend in single A next year, Georgia High School Association. So, nah, there'll be a depth issue there. They'll be throwing waves and waves at Frederica. Loss.
4-1 for the Knights at this point on the season. And then the next week after that, they stay on the road, have to go play Tattnall Square. That's another tough place to win. I don't like Frederica winning that game either. Loss.
Yeah, Tattnall Square. Wow, they're loaded. So, nah, I got them right now at 3-3. You've got them at, 4-2?
Yeah, 4-2. The next week after that, in October, on the 5th, they'll go play, well, they'll be at home against Robert Toombs Christian Academy.
Beat down.
W by a lot.
Beat down.
Then they're off on October the 13th with, by the way, that's Jason Bishop's birthday.
Okay, happy birthday.
No, well, tell me then. On the 19th, they will be at home against the hated Bullock Academy Gators. W.
Yeah, they're going to beat Bullock. If you're playing Brookwood, Valwood, Tift area, John Millage, Clinch, and Tattnall. Before you get the Bullock, you're not losing the Bullock.
I agree with that. On the 27th of October, they'll also be at home again against region rival Pinewood Christian, W. And then to round things out on November the 3rd, St. Andrews, Frederica gets that done as well. W wins the region, finishes 8-2 on the regular season.
I got them at 7-3, probably with the 2 seed. The way GISA does it, they'll probably be the 2 seed behind John Millage. And they wouldn't. That would mean they wouldn't meet until the state championship game, correct?
So the way I see it, well, I think either way, it's going to be John Millage 1 and Frederica 2, or Frederica 1 and John Millage 2, either way. But whichever way that goes, you're right. They won't see each other until the state championship game. And I'll just go ahead and tell you, write this down, right? Frederica Academy will not only beat John Millage in the regular season on their schedule, they will also beat them in the state title game to end John Millage's reign of terror and their stranglehold on the GISA.
I'm calling Millage to beat them in the regular season and then Frederica pull a Georgia like Georgia did against Alabama in 2021, then beat them for the title game.
I like it. Yeah.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederick Academy Knights released their 2023 schedule this past week. The Knights will scrimmage both Bethesda Academy and Brantley County and then kick off the season on August the 18th against Brookwood under the Oaks on St. Simon's. The Knights will play host to Tift Area Academy, John Millage, Robert Toombs, Bullock, and Pinewood. Frederica will take to the road against Valwood, Clinch, Tatnall Square, and St. Andrews. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
Welcome back to the Jason Bishop Show. I'm Kip Branch. Now we go to the weekend review.
And here we go. Andrew Jones to the Braves Hall of Fame. Why did this take so long? Deion Sanders says players won't wear numbers at the Colorado Spring game because players have to earn their numbers. Good luck calling that game on the radio.
Wow.
South Carolina just gave their AD a 2-year extension because he... Well, I guess just because. I say Matt Olson, you say Freddie who. It's the Masters and Tiger is playing, translation, ratings bonanza. Tyler O'Neill, it might be a good idea to run full speed if you're trying to beat a throw from Ronald Acuna. Just a suggestion. Colorado sold out their spring game for the first time ever. If you want to see the game at home, it is only $10.95 on pay-per-view. Manny Machado, 20 seconds, man. 20 seconds. Mac Jones for Aaron Rodgers, straight up. The LSU-Iowa game set a new viewership record for the women's NCAA title game with almost 10 million viewers. Hard to believe that those ladies have that many family members.
Wow.
Ian Anderson, what happened to you? Okay, Vince, you just sold your company for $21 billion. What do you do next after you sell a company for $21 billion? Roman Reigns is the greatest champion of all time. And these are my thoughts. You got nothing?
Vince bought the WWF for $1 million in 1982.
See, I was unaware of that.
He bought it for $1 million.
From his daddy, right?
And just sold it for $21 billion.
That's a good return on your investment.
I would think so. And Roman Reigns, by the way, no, he's not even top five. All time.
Yeah, you're crazy. You don't think he's top five all time. Dude's going to end up with a championship all the way until next WrestleMania.
They don't have anybody else.
They had Cody right there, and they believed in Roman more than they believed in Cody.
Neither one of them can carry a company.
I'm just telling you. Well,
we've had this debate.
Roman has carried the WWE for the last 3 years, and with him as the face of the company, they have had two back-to-back years where they've grossed $1 billion, the only 2 years they've ever done that. Roman was the face.
It's called inflation.
Oh, okay. Any excuse you can make. Inflation. Just give the man his credit, man.
He's good, but the best champion of all time, like you said, come on,
he's
man.
He's better than Hogan, better than San Martino.
Are you talking about WWE?
I'm talking about period. I don't care, you know, old NWA days, which I don't know anything about.
Of course you don't.
You know, I know Greg the Hammer Valentine was there.
He was good.
Ric Flair was there.
The GOAT.
You know, other than Roman. I know that Dusty was there.
Poor man's champion.
Poor man's champion. Hmm.
Son of a plumber, baby.
I know that Hulk Hogan was there.
Most overrated wrestler of all time.
Maybe. Maybe. The Georgia Southern Eagles will be getting into their 2023 schedule, and of course, they're coming off a pretty good year, right?
Yeah, they had a bowl game. They come up short in, but they had a good season, exciting season, had some exciting ball games. It's hard to turn on the TV and know Georgia Southern the way we know Georgia Southern, watch them throw the ball 80 times a game.
It is, right? Yeah.
It takes some getting used to.
That's like watching Camden throw the football.
Georgia Southern, Irk Russell, those days winning championships, now they slinging it every down.
Well, you're forgetting about Paul Johnson, too.
Paul Johnson.
Yeah. All right, so April 22nd, they're going to play their blue and white game, W.
Yeah, I'll pick the white over the blue.
Okay. They'll get things started on September the 2nd. They'll be at home at Paulson Stadium, and they will take on the Citadel, W.
They'll beat Citadel.
On September the 9th, they will be at home again at Paulson Stadium against UAB.
They lost to UAB last year in Birmingham, and UAB's a good program.
I was going to say UAB's a good football team. I like Georgia Southern to get this game, and I'm picking this game for the Eagles because they are at home.
I'll give you that.
All right. Then they will head to Madison, Wisconsin, and they will take on the Badgers. And the Georgia Southern Eagles have already made a reputation for themselves for being more than capable of going on the road and beating one of the Power Five conferences or teams in the Power Five. Don't be surprised if the Georgia Southern Eagles go all the way up to Madison, Wisconsin and hang an L on the Badgers.
Camp Randall Stadium, Georgia Southern. I'd love to see it, but I don't think it's going to happen.
Yeah, I don't think it's happening either. 2-1 for Georgia Southern at this point. September the 23rd, they will be on the road to Muncie, Indiana to play Ball State. I'll give them a W there.
That's going to be a tough one.
Yeah. Yeah.
All right, I'll go with you. 3-1.
All right, September the 30th. Be at home, big game against Coastal Carolina, who has built a nice little program over the last several years. This will be a very good football game. I'm going to take Georgia Southern at home.
I'll take Georgia Southern at home. They should have beat them 2 years ago.
That's right. Should have.
At home, but 4-1 right now, the Eagles.
Yeah, I got them at 4-1 as well. October the 14th, which, by the way, is a day after Jason Bishop's birthday.
I'll be on a cruise.
Oh, man, what are we going to do? Because I'm not working that week.
I'm talking about the following week.
Oh, okay.
I'll be on a cruise.
I was going to say, well, I won't be working 15th, my birthday week, so we just won't probably have a show.
15th through the 22nd, I'll be on a cruise.
Okay. All right, so then they're on the road, Harrisonburg, Virginia, against James Madison.
I got that as an L.
You got that as an L?
Yeah, because they upset James Madison in Statesboro last year. James Madison came in ranked 25th in the country, if you remember.
I do remember that.
And it's going to be – that'd be a circle game for James Madison. I got an L right there. I got him at 4-2.
I'll have to give Georgia Southern the win there. And then they'll be at home against Louisiana Monroe.
They struggled out there last year.
They sure did. I'll give them a W for being at home.
Okay.
And then they will host rivalry game, in-state rivalry game against the Georgia State Panthers.
They'll beat them.
They'll beat Georgia State. I agree with you. W.
I got them at 6-2 right now.
They will go on the road to San Marcos, Texas to play Texas State. Whew. W. That's a tough game, though.
All right, I'll roll with you.
All right, this one I don't like their chances. On the road in West Virginia playing Marshall, I'll put an L here, but I'll put a tentative L.
I'm putting an L there too.
All right, Old Dominion, November the 18th.
Win.
Paulson Stadium, W, and then we'll close November the 25th. On the road in Boone, North Carolina, where Giants go to die. Against App State, I got to go App State.
Yeah, I got a loss there. So I got them going 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7, 9, 8, and 4.
I got them 9 and 3.
I got them 8 and 4 losing to App State, Marshall, James Madison, and Wisconsin. And
James Madison is the game that we disagree on. I've got them losing to Wisconsin, Marshall, and App State.
8-4 is a bowl game.
9-3 is as well.
Yeah, so Southern will have another fine season. Break or two, they could end up 10-2, maybe 11-1. You never know.
You never know with Georgia Southern. They have been known to put one of those seasons together out of nowhere.
The only game I don't think they are going to win or have a shot to win is a Wisconsin game.
Yeah, yeah. Other than that, yeah, everything else is on the table.
It's on the table.
Absolutely.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC guys.
If you live in the Golden Isles, then chances are you get your fishing pole out a lot. And we all know bait matters. For the best bait shrimp in coastal Georgia, get out to Bennett's Bait. Right off the St. Simon's Causeway at 1 FJ Tourist Causeway. Right on the river, off the third bridge coming off the island. Bennett's Bait has been helping fishermen and women land that big one since 1953. Stop on in or give us a call at 912-230-3229. That's Bennett's Bait.
For hometown, honest, friendly service from a name you can trust, come on in to Bruce Kennedy Tire. For almost 20 years, Bruce Kennedy and family have been taking care of our friends and neighbors in the Golden Isles. 2928 North Street, across from Dollar General. Tires, alignments, minor mechanic, and AC work. 912-264-6578. Pop on in. We'd love to see you. Monday through Thursday, 7 to 4:30, and Fridays, 7 to 3:30. Bruce Kennedy Tire, a name you can trust.
Come on down to Catch 228 this football season. 11 TVs so you can see every big play from every big game. And don't forget about our world-famous oysters. Best oysters from Chesapeake Bay to Nova Scotia. So stop on in anytime before the game for happy hour 4 to 6 or your favorite local drafts. Catch 228 at the end of Redfern Village. Call 912-634-6228. And check us out on Facebook for specials. Go Dogs!
The friendly staff at Golden House Pharmacy would love to be your local pharmacy. Conveniently located just down from the hospital at 3010 Altama Avenue, accepts most insurances, hassle-free transfers, and online transfers. Free delivery to St. Simons and mainland Brunswick. Average in-store wait time of under 5 minutes. Experience the difference for yourself. GoldenHousePharmacy.com, 912-266-8140, Golden House Pharmacy.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. This is the segment of the show where Kip does his butt hurt segment. And, you know, you made a lot of claims about the highest rated segment on the show. So I decided to actually go back and look at the books and the quarters, right? The quarterlies.
The quarterlies.
And so what I found is that, you know, there is some truth to what Kip has told you. During non-football season, during non-high school football season, it is the highest rated portion quarterly of the show. So there is truth in what Kip is telling you. Now, during high school football season, the highest rated segment is the first segment. I wonder why.
What are you talking about?
Well, during high school,
when you're sitting there and give out them bogus rankings.
As everyone knows, during high school football season, I do the Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings.
Long County preseason number one.
You know,
Tiff County. Come on, man.
I need to do a Jason Bishop High School Football Top 10 Power Rankings off-season edition. Maybe next week we'll do the off-season Power Rankings, where they are positioned right now in the off-season.
Where they're positioned in the offseason. Hopefully, everybody's positioned in the weight room trying to get bigger and stronger.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
If it's Parker's, you know you will get fast, convenient. Hold on, let me start again.
Reading is something he does not do well.
I've had a struggle today.
You have.
I got to bring my glass. If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi, and also check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr. Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fantastic southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents a gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
All right, here we go.
Butt hurt list this week, Jason.
Okay.
You know, basketball season's over. College basketball season. We're getting ready to get dialed in to the NBA playoffs.
Can I interject something really quickly before you get started? The Kennesaw State basketball coach, I am extremely disappointed in him.
Why is that?
Because he sits there and he gets Kennesaw State to the tournament, and then he goes and does all those press conferences and does all the media and talks about how he can build a winner. He's going to build a winner there. He's going to recruit Atlanta. They're well positioned. They're in the conference, in that conference, and they're going to be a force to be reckoned with, and he's going to build a program there, and then he bolts for a job that's not even that good.
Who'd he ditch you for?
Nobody.
Who?
I don't remember. Somebody that's not even that good.
Oh, so you're mad.
Just saying. Go ahead. I'll Google who he left us for because I don't even know.
Number five on the butt hurt list this week, the St. Louis Cardinals. The Cardinals have gotten off to a slow start, Jason. Just got swept at home by the Atlanta Braves this week.
Yeah.
What's wrong with the Cardinals? Is it it's just early, or they'll be there when it matters most?
They're always there when it matters.
Yeah, they're struggling. Speaking of somebody else who's struggling, I looked at the standings today. This team is 4 games back of the division-leading Atlanta Braves. The Phillies are off to a 1-5 start.
He left us for South Florida.
That's a step up.
No,
that
it's not.
That is a step up. You just picked South Florida to beat Alabama in football. What do you mean?
Not basketball.
I mean, come on.
When did I pick South Florida to beat Alabama?
When we went through the Bama schedule 3 or 4 weeks ago.
I don't remember that.
Of course you don't. Of course you don't, but you did. I'm going to remind you of it. The Phillies, 1-5 start. What's wrong with them?
Bryce Harper's on the bench. Rhys Hoskins is out for the year.
And they only have two quality starters?
Yeah. Well, we knew that.
Do you think they're going to get a wild card?
No.
They're just going to They're going to finish just above the Marlins?
Rhys Hoskins out for the year and Bryce Harper out for the first couple of months. They'll be lucky if they're around 500 when that streak hit, when Bryce Harper comes back.
We're almost a weekend into this new baseball season, and the Boston Red Sox are in last place in the AL East. They could finish last.
They will finish last. They're the worst team in the AL East.
Boston, all that money, all that payroll, and you're sitting there in last place in the AL East.
Yeah, I mean, the Orioles are better than them, the Blue Jays are better than them, and the Rays are better than them, and the Yankees are better than everybody.
Speaking of the Rays, look at that start the Rays have gotten off to.
Yeah, undefeated.
Undefeated. The Red Sox.
Heading into the weekend undefeated.
Heading into the weekend. The Sox are 2-4 and in last place. Number two on the butt hurt list this week, we're going to the NBA. With two games left in the regular season, the Dallas Mavericks are a game out of a play-in spot.
With Kyrie Irving on the team.
With Kyrie and Luka.
Uh-huh.
And they're on the outside looking in, sitting in the 11th spot. They're not even in the play-in tournament right now. The Mavericks aren't.
I said this last week on the show. Kyrie Irving cannot play with anybody else other than LeBron. That's it. He can't be your number one guy, and he can't play Robin to anybody else other than LeBron.
The Lakers are in a play-in. They're in the 7 hole right now. That's in the play-in territory as well.
He'd be great as your third option, but if you got him as option one and option two and LeBron's not on the team, he's not going to do what you need him to do.
The sad thing about the Mavericks is Luka's scoring 35, 40 points a game. Kyrie's scoring 30 points a game, and they're still losing to people.
Well, there's a knock here on Luka, too. Remember now, Kyrie is not the only guy that he's had there in Dallas with him when they had Porzingis there.
Porzingis,
yeah.
Yeah.
And that didn't work either.
So people starting to silently question Luka's leadership skills. Is that what you're saying?
I'm just saying that Dallas has made two attempts to give him a Scottie Pippen, and neither time has it worked.
And if they don't win both of these last two games to get in the play-in tournament, boy, can you imagine this offseason coming up in Dallas?
Mm.
I mean, you got the Cowboys folding up every year like they do. The Rangers suck. And the Mavericks not even in the playoffs.
Luka needs to make a decision on whether or not he's going to be Michael Jordan or Dominique Wilkins. Choose.
The only bright spot in Dallas sports right now is TCU, who got beat 65-7 by Georgia in the national championship game. That's the only bright spot in Dallas right now.
I saw a poll online the other day that said, which quarterback's going to do better in the NFL, Stetson Bennett or Max Duggan? It was 50-50.
Really?
Yeah.
Okay. Oh, obviously they didn't watch about 90 days ago.
I think Stetson Bennett is going to
do it. He's going to get drafted.
I think he's going to get drafted, and I think he's got an opportunity to start somewhere.
He'll be a career back.
Well, if he's given the opportunity to start, I think that he will do well in the NFL because everybody knows that one thing that he has, Stetson Bennett, is intangibles.
Yes, he's got intangibles. Yes, he does. Don't get me started on that. Intangibles. I'm going to go to number one on the butt hurt list.
Okay.
With the worst record in the NBA, 16-64, the Detroit Pistons, who down the stretch, they've lost 10 basketball games in a row. They're 0-10 in their last 10. Looking like they're playing for that number one lottery pick. Pistons are awful. Just absolutely awful.
For those of you that don't know, our good friend Robert Kraft, who writes for the SouthernSportsEdition.com, wrote an article on Stetson Bennett and was talking about some of the things that have gone on off the field with Stetson, and maybe the intangibles for Stetson was what would hold him back in the NFL.
Intangibles. Intangibles is what has won Georgia two straight national championships.
Hey, man, I'm not making the argument here. Call your buddy Robert Kraft.
Intangibles? Man, don't get me started. I was coming to this show today, and I said, man, I read that article today, and I read the word intangible. And I've been kind of seething. It's been kind of like a lava flow just waiting to explode.
Robert Kraft is a very talented and insightful writer, and a lot of stories that he writes, and I read, and I'm always intrigued, and I feel like he makes me smarter.
Yeah.
This was definitely one of the stories that I read where I have been doing some pondering on what he said.
Intangibles.
You can find that story at thesouthernsportsedition.com, by the way.
Intangibles. I mean, the guy was a walk-on, no scholarship, had to leave and come back, win a job. You're talking about intangibles.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy in the Bluestein Shopping Center. Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Looking for great family fun but don't know where to look? Here's your answer, the Strike Zone. At the end of the Spur in Brunswick offers the family-friendly environment you've been looking for. The only bowling alley in the area is now offering the VR Zone. Visit other worlds, solve mysteries, or take up arms in virtual reality. Only at the Strike Zone. Call or go online and reserve the VR Zone for your next event. 912-265-6600, TGI Strike Zone.
Spring is here and it is time for change. Make that big commitment this spring and let Cunningham Jewelers help you with all of your engagement ring questions. From the four C's to ring size, the friendly staff at Cunningham Jewelers will help you make all of the right decisions, at least when it comes to the ring. Cunningham Jewelers in historic downtown Brunswick, 912-265-8652 or online, CunninghamJewelers.com.
Did I ever tell you that I can do the Thriller?
No, you've never told me that.
I can do the Thriller.
Okay. Every time I hear that song now, I think of the movie 13 going on 30.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, that scene. And so that song also brings me to a point that I want to make with you. You and I have gone back and forth on what is the best song of the 1980s. You have been in the corner of Billie Jean with Michael Jackson. I've been in the corner with Welcome to the Jungle with Guns N' Roses. And then I came across this song the other day that came on the radio, and it dawned on me that you're not right, nor am I. The greatest song of the 1980s is Thriller.
That's the greatest album of the 1980s.
And the song.
Nah.
Wasn't Billie Jean on Thriller?
Yes.
Yeah. I mean, it's a good album. Maybe the best album in the 1980s.
Might be the best album of all time.
But my point is, Thriller is the greatest song of the 1980s. Everybody knows Thriller.
Everybody knows Billie Jean. I mean, everybody knows.
Everybody knows Guns N' Roses.
Yeah, so whatever, dude.
Okay, well, I was just hoping that you would agree here and find some common ground, and of course, you refuse to do that.
I mean, you're sitting here saying, you're trying to tell me that Thriller's a better song than Billie Jean on the about Michael Jackson?
Yes. Yes, that is what I'm telling you.
You can debate a lot of things with me, but you can't debate Michael Jackson with me.
Okay.
That's off limits to you.
This segment of the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network is brought to you by I-95 Toyota, Southeast Georgia Health System, and by Parker's.
Do the used cars blues get you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars here at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 President's Award and the Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned inventory in stock, I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur, 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, the home of the courtesy oil change for life.
So Bryce Elder got called up to make a start the other day.
Pitched well.
Yeah, Max Fried, of course, was put on the IL, and they opened up a spot. Most of us thought that if something like that were to happen, Ian Anderson would be the guy to get the call. Instead, it was Bryce Elder. Ian Anderson pitched opening day for the Gwinnett Stripers. And his line opening day for the Gwinnett Stripers was 2/3 of an inning, 4 hits, 6 runs, 2 walks against Triple-A batters.
Out. And now he's nursing a sore elbow. So that's kind of, you know, I had a bad start in Triple-A. So now, it must be my elbow.
We got an elbow. Well, funny we didn't hear about that in spring training.
Yeah. So he may be on that. I think Ian needs a change of scenery, i.e. a change of organizations. Probably blessed to ship him off to somebody and let him have a, you know, reset, hit the reset button with him.
You hate to give up on him as well as he pitched in the playoffs a couple of years ago. You want to give him every opportunity to right the ship, and even more so, you want to give him every opportunity to pitch well before you trade him to get his value up, because right now you're getting peanuts for him.
He'll miss a start or two in AAA, have a 2 or 3 good outings. It'll be, what, mid-May, and then he'll get shipped off somewhere.
Well, this was his opportunity to finally get his way back in the rotation, because remember now, on the horizon is a looming Mike Soroka.
Yes.
And so if you're going to get back in, you better get back in now.
Kyle Wright will be coming back anytime. So, yep, it's not looking good for Mr. Anderson in Atlanta.
Yeah, Bryce Elder did what he was supposed to do. He came up, he made that start, pitched well.
That's all you can do.
That's
they
right.
Call your number, you just got to produce.
That's right. Next man up.
Yep.
Yeah, so I was impressed with Bryce Elder coming up and pitching the way he did and showing the poise that he had. I was very impressed with that.
I've been down on Arcia, okay? Let me be the first to say I apologize.
Yeah, I told you so.
Because he has hit the ball the first week of the season.
What did I say on this show?
I don't know what you said. I was down on him. I'm just talking. I mean, I don't worry about what you say. I'm telling you what I said. I was down on Arcia. He proved me wrong the first week of the season, so I was wrong.
Let me jog your memory about what I said. I told you and I told the listeners that, number one, Braden Shoemake was not going to win that starting job no matter how well he performed in the spring, because he was hurt, and before he was hurt, he didn't play well in AAA. He's out. Doesn't matter. And then I told you and I told the listeners that the reason that Vaughn Grissom did not win that job and they decided to go with Arcia, who was only hitting at 240 clip at that moment in spring training, was because they were afraid of Vaughn Grissom's glove and he had to get better. And they had more faith in Arcia making the regular plays, and they would live with him hitting 220 if that's what it meant to have a shortstop making the regular routine plays.
What are you trying to say that you said? I said that I had no confidence in him hitting the ball, and he proved me wrong in week one, so I apologize. And you're up here with some kind of gibberish about apples this, oranges that, blah, blah, blah. I didn't think he was going to hit his weight, and obviously he is, so I was wrong.
He's off to a good start. Now, if you could do that, what you're doing with Orlando Arcia and apologizing to him, if you can do that with all of the things that you miss on this show and apologize to me on those things,
I don't miss anything.
We'd be in business.
That's why listeners are tuning in, because I'm
going to start demanding apologies.
Yeah, okay.
Friends, I'm Johnny Wynn alongside my partner Robert Solomon and our maintenance coordinator Alexa Zuniga. Don't let your AC system strike out this summer. Hit a home run and let our boys of summer maintain your system. A properly maintained AC system can operate as smoothly as a 6-4-3 double play. So call Alexa today at 912-638-5778 to schedule your preventative maintenance. And remember, it's hard to stop a train, and we are the AC Guys.
The Georgia Sea Grill is your destination for fine dining on St. Simons. Since 1997, the Georgia Sea Grill has developed a big reputation for amazing seafood. Open Monday through Saturday at 5 p.m. at its new location, 407 Mallory Street in the Village. Wine bar and piano entertainment nightly in the piano bar. Set up your reservation at our website, georgiaseagrill.com, or call 912-638-1197.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.
Your Bulldog-friendly lumber and hardware headquarters on St. Simons is J.C. Strother Company. Serving St. Simons since 1930, so you know they are doing it right. Everything you need at low prices right here on St. Simons. Free delivery to anywhere on the island, 912-638-8601. Check them out on Facebook, J.C. Strother Company, where there are no such things as island prices. And be sure to stop on in for all James Hardy siding and products. And, of course, go Dogs!
Your hometown and independent pharmacy in Darien is Jets Pharmacy. In the Bluestein Shopping Center, Jets Pharmacy accepts all insurance, drive-through service, and delivers to Darien and surrounding areas, including Brunswick. Immunizations, competitive cash prices, and even med synchronization. So get on over to your friendly neighbors at Jets Pharmacy or give them a call at 912-437-3784. Jets Pharmacy, your neighborhood pharmacy.
Feeling lucky? Come down to Lucky Furniture Outlet in the Altama Shopping Plaza. No need to drive an hour away to get the best prices. Brand new living rooms, dining rooms, bedrooms, mattresses, and more. Financing available. No credit needed. Free delivery. Free customer service. 912-571-0731. Or check us out on Facebook. Lucky Furniture Outlet. Your home for all your furnishing needs.
Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Have we done all our reads?
Done them all.
You've done all the reads already?
Done them all.
How about that?
Got them all in. Butchered one out of the three, but we got them in.
Well, butchered is better than not at all.
So.
All right. So we are heading into, well, we're in spring, so that means spring football games, which means Georgia football spring game.
Carson Beck's looking like the man.
once again, something that I told Kip Branch was going to happen, and he sat here and spewed at me about how I didn't know what I was talking about, and now come full circle, here he is sitting right next to me talking about, well, Carson Beck looks like I told you that a year ago.
I said he looks like he's the man.
I told you that a year ago.
I mean, him and Vandergriff's getting the code number one reps right now, so you have to think that if they were coming out of the spring right now, that Beck would have to be listed number one, wouldn't you?
I'm willing to bet that all the things that I say on this show, 97% of them are accurate.
Ah, wouldn't go that far.
Or come to fruition.
Maybe 57.
57.
48, 49, maybe half.
97% of the things that I say,
you can't even
happen.
I mean, it's looking like we'll see. I don't think Kirby's been too happy with the defense based upon what I've been reading this spring. He says he thought the defense might be a little further along than what they are. But that's one thing I don't worry about with Kirby Smart and the Georgia Bulldogs, is if they're going to play good defense. I used to worry about that prior to Kirby arriving, but I don't worry about that anymore.
You used to worry about Georgia playing good defense before Kirby got there?
That is correct. Oh, but okay. I don't worry about it. That is a concern I don't have anymore.
One thing that I am glad that Kirby did in his tenure at Georgia was to hand off the play-calling responsibilities to an offensive coordinator and let them make the calls. Because remember that fourth and one sweep toss to Isaiah McKenzie, that was Kirby delving into the offensive.
Jim Chaney was the offensive coordinator that year for Georgia. Well, that was year one,
mm-hmm.
when Kirby was trying to build a culture there from, you know, he inherited a soft culture that – He changed. And
that was against Vanderbilt, too.
Yeah, they lost to Vandy that year in 2016.
Wow.
Went 8-5 that year.
Who would have guessed that Kirby Smart, that might be an answer to a trivia question. Did Kirby Smart ever lose to Vanderbilt? Yes.
Yes, in 2016.
Yes, he did.
He did.
As Georgia head coach, yes, he did.
Georgia went 8-5 in year one, and Kirby's going into year eight, and his career record's 81-15. Hey. That's pretty good. 72-10 over his last, 6 years with two national championships. Can't complain about that, Bulldog fans.
Running back situation looks pretty good in Athens as well.
Well, I mean, Kendall Milton hurt again.
Yeah.
So he's got to stay healthy. Dejon Edwards, you know what you got with him. You know what you got with Kendall Milton. Roderick Robinson is a name you got to keep an eye on, a freshman. Going to wear number zero, Jason. 6'2", 235 pounds from California, San Diego, California. I'm starting to hear good things about him up in Athens in spring camp. So Georgia's always going to have good running backs, too. That's another thing I don't worry about with Georgia. I don't really have any concerns with the Georgia Bulldogs. I had more concerns going into the 22 season than I do the 23 season. I think Georgia will be better overall on defense. Stetson's gone, but, you know, we'll see how the quarterback position plays out. The talent is everywhere else. And, you know, just looking at, you know, Carson Beck's pedigree coming out of high school, I mean, he was a five-star quarterback until he lost that fifth star his senior year because he played on a bad football team.
Again, I have sat here.
I'm sitting here talking
for two years.
I'm not sitting here talking about. You said Carson Beck was going to start over Stetson Bennett. Never happened.
How talented Carson Beck was, and I've sat here for 2 years and been told, he might be a good backup at Georgia, but he's never going to play at Georgia. And now he's had NFL written all over him since he was in high school.
He's got 1 year to do it.
And so Georgia's going to have an NFL quarterback who's going to be NFL ready starting at quarterback for the Bulldogs. They're going to have an NFL quarterback starting.
I will say this, okay? And I've been, you know, I read up on Georgia. I'm a I'm a fanatic when it comes to Georgia football. There are people in Athens are saying that when they watch Carson Beck throw in practice, they haven't seen the ball come out of anybody's hand like that since Matthew Stafford. I'm talking about arm talent. I ain't talking about winning games and all that. I'm just strictly talking arm talent.
I'm just going to go ahead and tell you, Carson Beck is going to go undefeated.
Georgia has a favorable schedule.
They're going to run the gauntlet. They're going to win a third national championship.
Got to go to Tennessee and Auburn.
He's going to graduate with three rings, with one being the starter. He'll go on to the NFL. He'll be a first-round NFL draft pick. And all of these people, Kip Branch, that for the last 2 years have told me, well, are you really sure Carson Beck's that good?
He's got a shot. He's got a shot.
I'm not the type of person to say I told you so, but if I were the type of person to say I told you so, this is where I would say I told you so. But since I'm not the type of person to say I told you so, I'm not going to say I told you so.
You're also the person that told us a month ago that South Florida was going to beat Alabama we went through the Alabama schedule.
Now, this I don't recall.
Of course. You never recall the asinine things that you say. For some reason, play the tape. Oh, but there's no tape, so we don't remember.
I'm not saying that I didn't say it. I'm just saying the likelihood is probably not very high.
There you go. Have a good weekend. Happy Easter.
This has been the Jason Bishop Show with Kip Branch on the Bishop Media Sports Network. Stream the show on demand 24/7 at thesouthernsportsedition.com.
You love the game, but you don't love the pain. From the moment an injury sidelines you, turn to the experts at Summit Sports Medicine and Orthopedic Surgery to get you back in the game quickly and safely. Our winning team of physicians and orthopedic surgeons work with everyone from weekend warriors to high school and professional athletes. We'll design a game plan just for you. We'll help you navigate diagnosis, treatment, surgery, and physical therapy using the latest techniques and technology. And we'll even show you the best ways to prevent future injuries. To play your best, you need to work with the best. Visit sghs.org/summit or call 912-466-7340 to learn more and schedule your appointment. That's 912-466-7340.
The Bishop Media Sports Network presents the Southern Sports Edition Minute with Jason Bishop, the authority on Southern sports.
This Southern Sports Edition Minute is brought to you by Southeast Georgia Health System. For more information about services and physicians, call 1-855-ASK-SGHS, 1-855-275-7447. The Frederick Academy Knights released their 2023 schedule this past week. The Knights will scrimmage both Bethesda Academy and Brantley County and then kick off the season on August the 18th against Brookwood under the Oaks on St. Simons. The Knights will play host to Tift Area Academy, John Millage, Robert Toombs, Bullock, and Pinewood. Frederica will take to the road against Valwood, Clinch, Tatnall Square, and St. Andrews. The Southern Sports Edition Minute is a product of the Bishop Media Sports Network.
Keep up with all your local sports teams at thesouthernsportsedition.com and look for your monthly copy of the Southern Sports Edition.
If it's Parker's, you know it will be fast, convenient, and with great customer service. Check out our splash fountain. We have the biggest selection in town of snacks, energy drinks, Coke, Pepsi. Also, check out the great deals on adult beverages in the beer cave. Brr! Lots of 2-for-1s and 3-for-1s. Hungry? Parker's is known for its fast, fantastic Southern cooking. Get your Pump Perks card and save up to 10 cents on every gallon every day. Check us out online, parkersga.com.
Do the used car blues got you down because you just can't find a new car? Well, we have new cars at I-95 Toyota, the hometown dealership where you matter. I-95 Toyota, the winner of the 2022 Toyota President's Award and Toyota Elite Cup, serving our community for over 20 years. New and pre-owned certified inventory in stock. I-95Toyota.com, 1000 Millennium Boulevard at the end of the spur. 912-378-1177. I-95 Toyota, home of the Courtesy Oil Change for Life program.